select the following some podcast.
Hello and welcome to
Game Select the Following Some Podcast.
Yeah, good stuff. How are you this week, Brody?
Good.
You gonna ask me how I am?
Bad.
I mean, can you just tell by looking at me?
You had a headache?
Yes, I have had a headache. I'm not very well today, am I? But we are pushing through with the podcast and getting it recorded while I'm taking some medication to get me over the hump and get on with things. Because we really didn't want to miss this, because we're now on to episode 6, aren't we? Which is great. And we've been doing this for 6 weeks, which is fantastic. So we're really, really pushing ahead with this.
And today we're doing Sonic Origins.
That's right. So this week we are taking a look at Sonic Origins Plus.
Let's start with 1.
Yeah, we'll go through them all. I just wanted to say Sonic Origins Plus because Sega did a really naughty thing where they released Sonic Origins and then they released Sonic Origins Plus a bit later on. So we've taken our time to buy this collection, but rightfully so because it's got all the DLC on there.
You have Amy on it.
Amy's on there. But yeah, it's really the main selling point of the package is to cover all of the games. It's Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic CD and Sonic 3. Brody's just run away from our recording area. I don't know where he's gone or what he's gone to do. Oh, he's gone to get the game itself. You have a look at the packaging. It comes in a really nice packaging, doesn't it? With a reversible cover on the Switch.
Yeah.
And an art book.
Yep. Where is it?
Pulling it all out. Yeah, really good. I know people can't see this on audio, but I'll put a picture up on the video on YouTube. It's a really good sort of art book that just covers everything, doesn't it? And I like these packages. It was a very similar package for Sonic Mania, which we'll also talk about. But yeah, really great looking package.
Sonic Origins Plus also has, they have the four main games, and then you also have the
Game Gear games. And we'll get to, yeah, we'll talk about those as well on the podcast today. So let's start with Sonic Origins Plus. Let's talk about the games. Which game did you play first?
I started with 3 and plus Knuckles, but I've got further on 1.
That's great, yeah. So I did the story mode and started right from the beginning. But I played these games previously. I played these games when they re-released. Well, I mean, I've played these games a lot over the years, but recently in regards to remasters, they were on mobile. And I think you were there watching me play them on mobile. And they were really well done. They were made by a gentleman called Christian Whitehead. And really well done. But really tough to play on a mobile.
I mean, I don't remember anything but the final boss.
Yeah, okay. And these play similar to that. I don't think he was involved too much in the creation of them, but I believe he was in the credits for Sonic CD at the very least. So he's had some input on some of this. And I think some of it is indicative of the stuff that he has done and been responsible for. So shout out to Christian Whitehead. Really doing a really good job. Whether or not that's kicked Sega up the backside a little bit to get these looking so good. But yeah, they play really well in the widescreen format. What's your favourite game then?
Well, probably Sonic 1. But I just want to say quickly, I've looked at the QR code and it says, to be this good takes ages. But ages backwards is
Sega. Yes, that's really interesting that you brought that up. Because actually the Sega Ages collection was a collection of things, games. And I now own Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 probably about 6 times. Legitimately own it about 6 times over the years at the very least. You know, you've had the physical game, the original physical game. You've had re-releases on the Wii. You had re-releases, I'm sure, on PlayStation. You've had re-releases on Switch at the very least. You've got it on their online service. You've got it on their on this Origins collection. You've got it on their Genesis collection that came out. You've got it again on the Sega Ages collection, which I bought. I really love the Sonic games. So, I mean, I'll buy them constantly, like Mario games. Great, fantastic. And I will play them through all the time. I love them. Your favourite game then, did you say, was Sonic 1?
Yes.
Why is that?
Sonic 1 also has a cheat code in it.
Is that why you like it, though?
I mean, it's also probably the one that is, I got stuck on a few bits on Sonic 1, but the other ones I got stuck straight from level 1.
Fair enough.
Level 2, really.
You got stuck on Marble Zone, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a really hard set of levels in Sonic 1.
As you said earlier, you said it was in Fame's really hard.
Very hard, yeah. And even when every time I go back to play it, I go, wow, this is really tough. You get to about a checkpoint in that level.
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes on forever.
Yeah, I got to that checkpoint.
Yeah, you can get to that checkpoint at the beginning of that level, but after that, it goes on way too long, and there's too many things to basically kill you instantly in that level.
And there's too many, like, lava.
Lava, and you're jumping onto bricks that are rolling you across the lava, and you've got to jump at the right moment, then there are bats coming out of the wall. Yeah, I completely agree. It's a tough level. So you were really happy when I showed you the cheat menu, weren't you?
Which let you skip levels. So we skipped the marble zone.
Yeah, and let me tell you, as when I was a kid, that was a really great cheat to have. You know, it existed back then on the original game.
Also, there is also the sound thing.
Sound test and then debug menu. You can activate that. And you loved that, didn't you?
You can just place random items. You can place endless rings.
Yeah, and you were placing like endless rings and springs and enemies. Basically trying to crash the game.
Didn't work yet,
so I'm sure you will try. But no, that's all really good. And I think that really helped. And like I said, that really helped me. And I think it really helped you as well, me to be able to go, yeah, you can just skip Marble Zone. Because you'll tear your hair out. So my favourite game, I think, playing through them again, bearing in mind I haven't played through Sonic 2 again yet, but I'm going to. I know I like Sonic 2, but I really love Sonic CD. And maybe it's because I've not played it as much, because I never had a Mega CD growing up. There was basically an add-on for the Mega Drive that allowed you to play CD games. That's why it's called Sonic CD. I love Sonic CD. Do you want to know why I love Sonic CD, Brody?
Why?
Because I think the levels are different. They look different. And you've got Palm Tree Panic, Wacky Workbench. They've just got really weird names, and they're really colourful, really well designed. And there's a really good mechanic in that game where you go to the future and the past. Really fun. If you haven't played it all the way through yet, I recommend doing it. It's really good and quite easy as well. What's your favourite character then, Brody?
Tails.
Why is Tails your favourite character?
He can fly, and I think his character is quite unique.
Yes, he is very unique in his two tails.
But you know what really annoys me?
But does he have two butts?
But you know what really annoys me? He's always used for a secondary character. He cannot be used for anything else. He's literally only used as a secondary character.
Yeah, he is. But that brings us on to talking about briefly these Game Gear games. Because Tails, is he not in his own game in that?
Two own games.
So two own games. What are they?
Tails Adventure, and I can't remember the name of the other one.
Yeah, okay. So he has there, it's on the Game Gear, which was really, the Game Gear was a really poor imitation of the Game Boy, really, because it used to basically eat batteries. So did the Game Boy, I suppose, but it lasted about 5 minutes. And the games don't play great on this collection, do they? I don't think, anyway. And I think they should have put on the Master System versions of some of these games, because Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 on the Sega Master System, I had them when I was a child. I played them. They're great games.
Just a question. What's your favourite character?
My favourite character, clearly, is Sonic. I like Sonic. He's the original. He's the best. Wow, you look surprised. Who did you think I was going to say?
Knuckles, because you like Knuckles.
I do like Knuckles as well. I think Knuckles... But I think Knuckles is a bit nostalgic for me, because when I was in school, many years ago, a number of years ago, I don't want to say how long ago, but me and my friends, we were really into the fact that Sonic and Knuckles came out. Knuckles came out of nowhere. So it was really interesting. And I always see Knuckles as quite fresh, even though we've had new characters since then, like Amy.
And Shadow.
Yeah, exactly. And Shadow and all these other characters. What's his name? Big? Is he Big?
Big and Froggy.
Big and Froggy. Yeah, we've had all of them, haven't we?
Those are not used much. Those are more secondary characters. What I mean is they're not used much. Big Shadow, those sorts of ones aren't used much. Rouge.
No, exactly. I think they are featured in Sonic Mania, some of those, though. Maybe. I'd have to remember. Because I know there's some DLC that came out for that.
And was it called Sonic Heroes or something that had those? But that Sonic Heroes had, like, basically every single character.
Yes, and those games are actually very different to these classic style games, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, that seems to be a thing that they have. They have these classic style, and there's been a real struggle to actually get games that are good, because I showed you earlier that there was a Sonic 4, and you were very surprised.
But it's nothing like the others.
No, what do you think looks wrong? I know you haven't played it. What do you think looks wrong about Sonic 4?
It looks... Problem is, it's from 2010. It's not...
So many years ago, yes.
2010 is a long time for me, but it's not a long time for like Sonic itself.
No, exactly. And I think it looks too modern, doesn't it? Compared to what they're going for. It'd be all right if that's what they were going for. Like they did Generations and things like that, didn't they?
Yeah.
And Sonic Generations is a really good game.
I like Sonic Forces, but that's because it's not in the chain of Sonic 1, 2, 3 and 4.
No, it's not the same, is it?
But Sonic, the thing with Sonic Mania is, Sonic Mania had the design that Sonic 4 really should have.
Agree. And Christian Whitehead, going back to that gentleman, in a company called Headcanon, I think he runs or set up, he was responsible for Sonic Mania and why it looked so good. Really working on the stuff from the past, and they think that should be done more. Would you agree?
Yeah.
What about going forward then? I mean, we've not had anything like Sonic Mania or these games. Would you like to see another one?
Yeah.
I would as well. I would have loved a Sonic Mania 2, but it seems as though Christian Whitehead has gone on to make other games, I think, with his other company, Evening Star, he set up Penny's Big Breakaway.
Yeah.
Which plays like a 3D Sonic game.
More like Sonic Forces style. But
But
it's also like Tori.
It is Tori, which is a budget game, which also we recommend. Maybe we'll cover that one day as well.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Budget game, and really, they're really well made, those games, aren't they? Tori, yeah, we'll cover those, because, yeah, you're quite right. They do play like, they're like old school platformers, but they actually done really well. So, in regards to Sonic and Sonic Origins and everything like that, would you recommend picking up this collection?
I mean, yeah, but it is a little expensive, but still, it is, I would say it was worth it.
Well, we paid just over £20 for it, didn't we, I believe? Yeah. And I think that's about the right price. I think when it came out, it probably was in its £30, £40 range, and I think that's probably a bit too much.
Well, any new game
comes
out really £40-ish.
Yeah, and unless you love something, really, really want it, I'd always recommend just waiting a little bit of time before you pick something up. But I do love Sonic. But again, I bought this on everything. Phones, from phones to microwaves. I'm sure I've played it on everything.
You only really have to wait 2 months or so, and then it'll probably go down in price.
Unless it's not new. Unless it's a Nintendo game.
That's what I was going for.
Well, no, because like official Nintendo games like Zelda and Mario don't go down in price.
Yeah. Do you mean like the Nintendo game that says Nintendo on
it?
Exactly. Except Pokemon. Pokemon does go down in price.
I think Pokemon Company probably allow that to happen. I think Nintendo are very strict on reducing the price of their games. That's why if you want to go and pick up Breath of the Wild now, you're still going to be paying about £50 for it, aren't you? It's very expensive. Recommend, though, if you haven't played Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. Great games. We've not covered them either. Maybe one day we will. So I want to talk to a little bit about my childhood. I know I mentioned it a minute ago, but Sonic 2. I once spent a lot of time drawing a map for Dr. Eggman's ship. Inspired, I think, either by Sonic 2 or Sonic 2 on the Master System. And it had all these enemy placements, it had all these rooms and everything, and it was on about 10 pages of A4 paper. Do you think that's something that you would ever do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really fun. That's the kind of stuff we didn't have the internet, you see, so we just used to draw things and speculate about what the next game might be, because we didn't have the internet to know what game's coming out. So Sonic 3 kind of passed me by when I was a kid.
What about guidebooks? You don't have guidebooks
anymore? We had guidebooks, yeah, but very expensive. You didn't necessarily... You had magazines, though. You could pick up magazines. But, Sonic 3 kind of passed me by, because that came out in 1994, I believe.
And I know Sonic 2 came out in 1992 because of the one of the TV shows on Sonic.
Yeah, and Sonic CD came out in 1993. The confusing thing about the way that they've got the story mode set up in Origins.
They put CD first and then Sonic 2 next. But that's because in Sonic CD, Tails does not appear.
Yes, that's exactly it. So Sonic 1 and Sonic CD. And then
just
Sonic. And then Sonic 2 and then Sonic 3. So they put it out of date order, but in chronological order, for the way the storyline should be. I was very shocked. I was like, why am I playing Sonic CD? This is completely different. This looks completely up to date. It looks completely changed. But I understand, because it's just Sonic playing. Brilliant. I think that about covers it, Brody, for this week. I think we've had a really great time. And I'm going to keep playing Sonic Origins, because I really want to get to the end of the story mode. Get the unlockables, because you have to earn coins to unlock videos and pictures. I'm sure I might get a bit a bit bored of that. But we'll keep going. What are we going to be playing next week?
Sea Rats. Curse of...
The Sea Rats?
The Sea Rats.
Yeah, we're going to play Curse of the Sea Rats, which was made by an indie developer, and it was a Kickstarter, and it passed its Kickstarter, and they released it, I think, last year, or maybe the year before. But yeah, we're going to talk
about
that.
You got it for pretty cheap.
Got it for pretty cheap, and we're having a pretty good time with it. I've only just started it, but yeah, I'll get that finished.
I've got far.
Have you got really far?
Yeah, I've got to, like, the end okay. of the second level.
Don't, oh, powering ahead. That. So, well, that's because I've been playing Sonic, though, to be honest. Let's park that, and let's talk about that next week. I think it's going to be really fun to talk about that. Really,
yes.
Not very known game, to be honest.
Plus, me and you have completely different skill sets, because we choose completely different characters.
Exactly. So we'll hopefully have different styles of playthrough as well. So that's going to be great to talk about. See you next week, everyone. Have a great week.
Game Select the Father and Son Podcast!